And a good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. And as they're about to announce the nominations for the Oscars.
Yeah, that comes after this segment is over, unfortunately.
We need to talk about the Razzies.
Which is the better opposite. Yes, exactly.
So the Razzies, or the Golden Raspberry Awards, were the nominations were announced. And Kurt Cameron, Saving Christmas, was the clear
loser. This was like an 80s TV child star who was going on to make Christian-themed movies and television shows.
And so Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas was nominated for Worst Picture. He was nominated for Worst Actor. The Worst Supporting Actress, Bridget Ridenour, was nominated. It was nominated for Worst Screen Combination, and that screen combination was Kirk Cameron and his ego. Usually it's like Seth MacFarlane and Charlize
Theron. His ego has its own character.
That's right.
That's hilarious.
And then Worst Director, Darren Doan. And so it was the clear winner. Cameron Diaz, however, got several nominations, one for Worst Actress for The Other Woman and Sex Tape, and the other one was for Worst Screen Combo for Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel for Sex Tape. And Annie, which she also
worst
starred
supporting
in,
actress, right?
Was Worst Supporting Actress. And Annie itself was named for Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel.
I always find the Razzies fun.
Yeah, they are fun. And some actors and actresses take it with pretty good spirit, and other ones are offended. Kelsey Grammer, who got a Worst Supporting Actress for The Expendables, Legends of Oz, Think Like a Man 2, Transformers Age of Extinction.
So there's two ways to look at that. That is a bad review of a year's work.
That's
and
right.
He clearly has more work than he can handle, which is good news for him,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Absolutely. So anyway, now they have a new award this year, the Razzie Redeemer Award. And there are five nominees in this category. And these are folks who were previously nominated for a Razzie,
actually done good work this year.
They're nominated for maybe, getting out of the doghouse of the Razzies. And that's Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, Mike Myers, Keanu Reeves. He did a documentary that was really well received. Keanu Reeves and Kristen Stewart, all of them were nominated for the Razzie Redeemer Award. So we'll see. They get announced the same week as the Oscars. So
yeah,
anyway,
here's
that's
some
a lot of fun.
Big news coming out of the Sundance Film Festival, in particular, and how it impacts Ann Arbor.
That's right. Well, the Sundance Film Festival starts in about a week, from today, and the True Story, which is one of the featured films that's going to be there. Again, you can't tell anybody this because it's not actually formally announced. But Jonah Hill and James Franco star in a movie called True Story, and we're expecting that will be the film. We're just getting all the I's dotted and T's crossed. But Thursday, February 5th will be the day of it, 7:30. You can get tickets right now at Ticketmaster online. If you're a Gold Card member or a Towsley Society member of the Michigan Theater, you can get them right through the Michigan Theater. So anyway,
what's a little different this year is that the Michigan Theater is the only one participating in this Sundance off-campus project.
Correct. They had 9 theaters around the country that they've done for the last 3 years. 4 years, and this year Michigan Theater is the only place that's doing this direct from Sundance
program. Well, congratulations
to
all involved. I think that's a special nod to you.
We're very, very pleased with that. So the New York film critics are coming with a very exciting screening. This is a one-day screening on Tuesday, January the 20th. It's Jennifer Aniston starring in Cake.
They're talking Oscar buzz for her.
Anna Kendrick is also in, and these are two characters that have chronic pain disorder. And Jennifer Aniston's character is super cranky. You can understand why. She's got this chronic pain situation. But the Anna Kendrick character is someone that she really relates to, and then she disappears from her life, and she's really left stunned. So this is a very special screening where there's going to be a live interview with Jennifer Aniston that's going to be done in New York, but it's going to be simulcast to a few select theaters theaters around
like
the country.
Michigan Theater.
And so again, that's Tuesday, January 20th. Again, you can get those tickets in advance at Ticketmaster. It's Cake, and Jennifer Aniston was nominated for a Golden Globe, and she's expected to be nominated for an Oscar for this role.
Well, American Sniper with Bradley Cooper, the Clint Eastwood-directed movie. I can't wait to see that.
Yes, it's very good. It's based on a real-life story of Chris Kyle, who was a lethal sniper in the Middle East, and there's a lot of personal stories about that and the role that he played and the relationship with his wife. Clint Eastwood put together a powerful film. His sure-handed direction is a gripping central performance by Bradley Cooper make American Sniper a highly well-reviewed, 74% positive reviews. Go check it out. There's a real chemistry and energy between the performance by Bradley Cooper and this particular film.
Anything else at the multiplex this week?
Paddington Bear, which is the children's
film.
Remember
those books?
Yeah, and this movie has gotten very positive reviews, 96%. Colin Firth voices the young bear, and the critical consensus is that Paddington brings a beloved children's character into the 21st century without sacrificing his essential charm, delivering a family-friendly adventure as irresistible and cuddly as the star.
Glad to hear it.
Absolutely. The Wedding Ringer, on the other hand, has no advanced reviews. this is an awkward groom-to-be, essentially hires a best man because he doesn't really have any friends
at
all.
It's Kevin Hart, so it's going to have a couple of laugh-out-loud moments.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a very broad comedy kind of thing. And then Michael Mann has a film coming out this week, Black Hat, that actually has just gotten 50-50 reviews. And the consensus here is that tried hard, maybe too complex, the cyber crime kind of dynamic of it between the United States and China just doesn't seem to work and doesn't hold together. But anyway, if you like his films.
Downtown?
Well, we've got the legendary Studio Ghibli co-founder Isao Takahata has a film that's coming out called The Tale of the Princess Kaguya. And this is Takahata formed this with Hayao Miyazaki, the studio. This is a really great film. It's hand-drawn animation, January 19th through 21st. Diplomacy is, again, just playing for a few days, 93% positive reviews. It's set in 1944 during World War II, where the Swedish consul general goes to try to talk this general out who's supposed to completely devastate Berlin. And for filmgoers who value character development and smart dialogue over plot, diplomacy yields rich, powerful acting acted reward. So go check that out. And then The Babadook, which is a contemporary film about a mom played by Essie Davis and her son played by Noah Wiseman. And the son is having these terrible dreams about a monster, but come to find out, there's probably a monster haunting their house. And this film has gotten great reviews. It's on everybody's top 10 list. 97% positive reviews. The Babadook relies on real horror rather than cheap jump scares and boasts a heartfelt, genuinely moving story to boot. So a lot of folks have, again, the critics are having this on their best 10 list. The Imitation Game, Selma, and Foxcatcher is our downtown. They're all Best Picture nominee. Not sure things, but pretty close to sure thing. And if you haven't seen Selma, go see Selma. It is a moving, wonderful film. So anyway, lots going on. The Entertainer and Midnight Films and all that good stuff. So go check it out.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.